did this episode make you want to take a trip to San Diego? We are talking season 4, episode 4 of Younger in the Pink. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We're all cracking up. Yes. That's how we felt about all the men in this episode.
Yeah, especially Diego before a certain something went down. Plus, I love this song, if we're being real.
And Zane. Zane was
classic. Right? This was a hot episode. Yes. And I can't wait to talk about it. But before we do, I am your host, Renee Ariel. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel. And I have a panel of beautiful ladies. Introduce yourselves.
Hey guys, I'm Taylor Gates. You can follow me on Twitter at @alphabet_Ann and on Instagram at @Taylor_Gates_.
And hey guys, I'm Allie Nasta. You can find me on Twitter at Allie Nasta and on Instagram at Allie Girl.
And I'm Raylan T. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raylan Taren. And because we saw a glimpse, I guess, of Liza's birthday or it was being referenced, we had a special birthday over the weekend.
Yes!
So everybody in the comment section, wish Renee a happy belated birthday or a happy birthday because it was her birthday. She's 23 and she's amazing. She's
Thanks,
younger.
Girl. I'm actually older now, so.
Okay, no, you're younger.
Thanks, girl. Oh my gosh, guys.
Liza wishes she was your age.
Yeah.
At least she didn't say she's 23. She thought she's 27. But everyone thinks she's 23, you guys. It's 27,
you guys.
Yeah. But we'll get into that. First, I want to talk about something I really loved that I didn't think we were going to see much of in the season, aside from snippets here and there. Max and Lauren.
Yeah.
Guys, Lauren is hysterical, but I think she just keeps getting funnier through the episodes. Mm-hmm. What did you guys think of the sticker book she had?
I think I'm going to start doing that only because there's always like red flags that I think that I ignore. And then later on when it doesn't work out, I'm like, oh my gosh, I should have listened to my gut.
Right.
Like Olivia Pope. And I was like, I'm going to start doing this now. So now when I see the stickers, I'm like, boom, maybe I should end this.
Decision
now.
Made.
Yeah.
Yeah. Decision made. Whenever you start dating someone new, I'm gonna buy you a notebook and stickers to prep you for the relationship.
Yeah. Oh my god, I'm so excited.
Not just journaling either. It's like she goes to bars and puts stickers on it.
Like when you're in grade school.
Yeah.
Like she put one word to describe the day, which I thought was really great.
Yeah. Because I'm not really a huge writer like that. I'm kinda like, ugh.
Yeah.
You just put one word down of how I feel.
Bored. Just have to sum it up.
Repulsed. Annoying. Yeah. Stop. Don't go. Don't like.
Oh, gosh.
How did he all of a sudden know it was about him is my question. If I saw that, I wouldn't be like, that's about me. I'd be like, what the heck
are you writing? It did all kind of happen so fast. Yeah. The way he grabbed it and everything. And it was kind of like, whoa there. This could be my journal. Don't read it.
Right?
Well, it was her journal, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, but the sticker journal.
Yeah.
I also loved, actually, I would be really annoyed by him kept coming back to say, missed you.
Missed you.
Yeah, you're like, but you weren't even gone. How could you miss me?
Do you like that? Do you like the, overly...
In the beginning.
You do?
But I feel like, in the beginning, I think
so
it's kind of...
I was so judgy when I said that. You do?
I'm like, no, I don't, actually.
It's like, comment rescinded. I don't
No,
mean
no,
that.
I hated it. I like it in the beginning, but I feel like they're really invested into this relationship. I don't know, is it, been a year or something? I feel like they've been dating for a while, right?
I feel like...
I don't know. In the beginning, I like it, but, they seem pretty far deep into the relationship, so I'll probably get annoyed by it.
But I think also, too, maybe she's let it happen too much. In the beginning, she liked it, so he does it, maybe thinking that she's going to continue to like it. And really, if she would have just talked to him about the things that are annoying, maybe it could have been resolved. I don't know. But I think Lauren's way too – she's too fun and quirky. She doesn't need Max.
But he has, a really demanding job. He's a doctor.
Yeah.
So maybe I would be missing him a lot because he's always doing surgery.
Yeah, but I'm ready for Lauren to move on. Yeah. I love her. I love her character, and whenever she's in a scene, she just steals it, And it's so – every line she says just makes you – I laugh out loud.
Is this an assisted living facility?
Yes.
Best
that
line.
That was amazing.
Of the episode.
Oh, my God. She's hilarious.
But my true favorite parts of the episode were the two kind of starts of relationships we saw.
Okay.
Okay, who do you prefer? Before we found out the little twist that we did, Diego or Zane?
I like Diego a lot. I like the banter that Zayn has with me too. Kelsey, but I feel like he's like a little cocky.
Yeah,
like, I feel like he needs to tone it down.
I feel like he should live in LA.
For me, there's something I don't trust about Zayn.
Same.
Me too.
And I think that he seems almost too nice. What?
Wait a second. There's something you don't trust about Zayn. Meanwhile, in Diego Land,
that's
true. I know his secret. You just can't trust anybody these days.
That's true. Who do I like more? I definitely like the banter of Zayn and Kelsey. You know, because me, I cannot be a Kelsey. I'm not that quick. I would kind of just be like, I'm not that quick, but so that's why I admire it. Like, ooh, look at her. Look at that.
Yeah.
But he does seem a little cocky, and for me, I don't like guys like that.
That's like her type, though. Like, Thad was super cocky,
too.
Yeah,
that's
like,
true.
That's true. You know?
Yeah, I have to agree with you guys. Loved the banter, but little things like, oh, you're going to keep watching me walk away? That coming from a guy turns me off.
Me too!
Like, if it was vice versa and it was Kelsey saying that, like, you go, girl, because it's like Zayn saying it. I'm like, no, I don't know if I like that.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But I will say, I'll answer your question, I prefer Zayn over Diego, and that's because of his... Wait, you said Before Secret.
No, Before Secret.
Oh, Before Secret, then. I was loving the Diego and Liza situation.
I like
it was
Diego
so fun. Like,
Liza.
We all were just up in arms, like, yay! Because
This
is the first time I never thought I would be able to see Liza with someone that wasn't Josh and Charles and be okay with it. And this was somewhat I was okay with. And it seemed fun, and she was actually... It was the first time she didn't lie to somebody outside of her world.
Yeah, I had even mentioned to Allie, I was like, this is the first time, like, I've seen her be smooth.
Yes.
In anything. Like, usually when she's dating, it's like,
It's like stuttery because she has to watch what she says.
Yeah, she has to watch what she says, and now she's like, I was flirting. I was like, who is this? Is this Liza?
Right?
Guys. My goodness.
I loved it. To be honest, I loved and trusted Diego until that sly move when she did finally go on the date with him, and then he, like, dropped her onto his bed. That felt very like he's done this before.
Yeah.
And when I think that, I think he's like kind of a player. I didn't see marriage coming when he dropped that bomb. As soon as he said, well, I can't be hypocritical, I'm like, oh man.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
We were all thinking that Liza was the one that was going to ruin it. Like, he was not going to trust her.
She kind of ruined the mood for me still.
You're like, come on, you don't need to do that right now. But I guess maybe she's just in the headspace where she's like, I just don't want to lie at all. So now anybody she meets, it's just like, truth, I will tell you all the truth. Yeah. So.
Oh my god. But do you think everybody deserves the truth right away when you meet them?
No. No. If you want to... No. Here's the thing. Don't lie, but don't like spill all your beans. Oh man, I'm going through a divorce. Oh, and I'm lying about this at my job. And this is happening.
That's such a Liza move.
Like... Well, I think also, too, because it's, like, the whole, like, way that it was set up was that it was just going to be a one-time thing.
Yeah.
So if it's going to, like, if it was something that she didn't expect to ever see him again, maybe that's why she felt more comfortable, like, blurting it out. But then there's also the total opposite where it's, like, if you don't think you're going to ever see them again, maybe just keep everything quiet and have fun in the moment and not get too serious.
Agreed. But I wanted to see Diego again. I'm bummed. I met him. I loved him. And then he turned out to be kind of a little bit of a jerk.
Well, that's how I felt about...
for you. How dare you?
Right?
Tyra Banks.
We were rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. I was rooting for Diego.
Yeah, we will be over.
But that's how I felt about the other guy that lived in that sketchy place. In Roosevelt Island.
That guy.
I thought he was so hot. I was looking forward to seeing him more. And then they just was like, we're going to pull the plug on this guy.
I think this is the sly way of making it seem like, okay, Liza doesn't have to be with Josh or Charles the whole storyline. Maybe one of them may be endgame. But right now, they wanted to give us a little bit of, Liza's going to date around. This is the start. And I think it was a good taste. Now that we don't like him, it's going to be easy for them to bring another guy in. To Liza's life.
Can I just say, we were just like little girls watching that though. Like, watching Diego.
We all were like, and Liza were like, this is so great.
When he was talking about the giggly girls at the bar, I was like, that was us.
Yeah.
Watching you guys like flirt.
Really though.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, there was no episode that has made me feel as single as I felt this episode.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I felt the same way. We all looked at each other like, man.
I was like, I hate that this is a show because no guy has ever came up to me this smoothly before.
Yeah, no.
But back to Zayn, I'll tell you the main reason I don't trust him is not because of his awkward flirting and over cockiness and all that. It's because we know later on Kelsey is going to have that kind of flirtationship with Josh. So something is going to have to end, whatever, with her and Zane. And since there's already a conflict of interest with this writer now, something's going to go down. Yeah. Either he's going to get upset from that, or he's playing her to try to turn down the writer. Yeah. And then he's going to be like, bye.
Yeah.
You were easy to play.
I hate that she keeps being found in these relationships where her professionalism is, like, coming into the mix.
Right.
You know?
Like, there's so much conflict of interest.
Yeah, like, with Colin, it was the same thing. So I need her to date somebody who's not in publishing, like, at all, because it's always, like, ugh, because I don't know. I feel like my gut is saying get the writer, but then I'm like, this guy was such a gentleman. You had a great time with him.
Right.
You're single, you know?
But at the end of the day, I do feel like Kelsey does need to look out for herself.
Right.
Because she is always looking out for other
people. For somebody else, yeah.
Despite the first couple episodes of this season, we need to remember, Kelsey is very loyal, and she's always looking out for other people.
Definitely.
She's always doing it for the work and for the publishing.
Yeah.
It's very far and few between where she's, like, someone, like, she's not doing it with, like, a bad heart or ill will or anything. It's always because she thinks it's the best thing for Millennial and the best thing for that other person.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. So. I agree. I really hope it works out with them, but because I really do enjoy their kind of back and forth. It's just fun to watch. It's fun to just hear their back and forth and be like, ooh, this is, like, smart. I like them together. And it's so nice to see that kind of chemistry on screen.
Yeah.
But that kind of brings us to another couple that I guess had chemistry and might continue
because of the preview
we saw.
Bringing the womp, womp, womp.
Womp, womp, womp. Just because when we think Montana
is gone.
Is going back to Montana, she's not.
She's not.
Thank you.
How we all felt. That is how the world felt when they saw this. Okay, so Montana, we thought she was kind of good riddance. She's no longer going to be Maggie's assistant.
Yes.
She's feels bad about doing that to Liza. And, according to next week, this isn't the end of Mosh, Jag, John Tana.
Oh, wow.
John Tana.
Sounds like an artist. Sounds like a new sentence.
John Tana. There's something about Montana, too. I'm, like, thinking everybody's sketchy at this point. I'm like, trust no one. No. But I think Montana, there's something, I feel like the whole art thing seems like a scheme to me. It's something, you know, when she gave her the art, I don't know what she's going to do with it, but it just seems all devious.
There's something more to her because she can't be this nice. I'm sorry. Like, you don't have to pay me. I'll just take the art.
And I'll take your roommate's boyfriend. So, literally. Yeah. Something sketchy with Montana. I'm not trusting it
I think that was a get out because she wants to see Josh and she doesn't want to keep seeing Liza.
Yeah.
So it's like, which one am I going to do? Am I,
the boy.
Oh my gosh. Now I'm thinking about it. So stupid, Montana. You chose the boy over the job?
Yeah.
With Maggie?
Maggie's so cool.
She's so cool.
She's
making you margaritas while you work.
Right. And she would totally set you up for success.
Yeah. She's so cool interacting with
Josh
Montana.
Must have some impeccable D.
Yeah. True.
Do we have to quit your job and just say F it? But.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know, guys. We'll see in time, I guess, what happens with them. I am curious, though, if Montana, I don't know how, I don't know what this would mean, has anything to do with next episode's preview of Maggie saying she needs to, like, get out of town.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see with that.
I have a question, though. Do you guys think that because of how Diego handled Liza's secret, and he's an older man, that Charles will be as understanding? Because Diego was understanding. He's older.
Diego wasn't lied to literally ever.
That's true.
He never had a bar.
But you know what I mean?
Up.
He's not creeped out. He wasn't like creeped out by it in the slightest.
I think we've discussed before that Charles is going to be understanding, but it's going to take him some time because he has so much faith and hope and he's invested so much time in Liza that I think that's what's going to hurt him.
But I kind of thought that Diego foreshadowed it a little bit by saying, like, if you're 27 at work, I'm single in New York. Like, cheating is such a bigger, at least to me, it's a bigger deal than lying about your age at work.
No, that's definitely not okay.
So does this mean that this is, like, this weighs the same, like, Liza's secret weighs the same as, like, saying or cheating on your significant other?
I would hope not, because he has a whole family back there.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think he just wanted to feel less guilty about what he did. So he's like, oh, like, no, you have that secret, I have this secret, even though they're completely
different.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll, if Diego will ever be back in any
capacity. Yeah, I want to know that too.
Because she told someone her secret. Like, that's someone else that knows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if that's going to come back.
And he knows where she works.
Yeah. Empirical. Oh my gosh, you're so right. It's totally going to come to bite her.
That always happens.
In some sort of way. Like, because he deals with building, maybe he's a friend of Charles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would love him to be a friend of Charles.
Before
that twist with the wife and kids, I honestly thought, okay, he's definitely going to work with her somehow. That's what I thought. But when they had that twist, I'm not sure they could bring him back. I think it would be smart to bring him back. But it's very possible that could be the last time we see Diego.
Yeah, that last scene kind of summed up that everybody in their relationship has come to an end. You know, Maggie's not with Montana. Lauren's not with Max.
Yeah.
Kelsey's single still. I mean, she might have Zane. But we don't know because now she has this conflict of interest. And then Liza didn't really go too hot with Diego.
Diana's happier than ever, though.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. The way that she looked over when Liza was getting the promotion, she was just like,
happening. I know.
I love her. So I love her so much. I just want her to be like my mentor. Like, she's awesome.
I'm still bummed that she has to be her assistant still, even with this new promotion.
Yeah.
But at least she gets a raise. It's better than getting a new job and no raise.
Yeah. A new job title, but we're going to, pay
I want Becky back from like the last couple seasons.
Becky.
She was the worst assistant. Like, that was the funniest interaction.
That was.
Oh my God. She just did her own thing.
And I just love how Diana's comments, like her one-liners are just like potent and amazing.
Yeah.
Wait.
It's awesome. What?
Lauren or Diana for one-liners? Go.
Diana.
I might go with Lauren.
I'm literally right in the middle.
Dang,
like,
I don't know.
I'm on the ledge in between both. I can't do tie. Oh, gosh. This is so stressful.
I think I'm going to stick with Lauren.
Lauren. We got one Lauren. We got one Diana.
I think I'm going to go to Diana.
Diana? I say Diana. I love Diana.
Damn, I'm in the
you're
minority.
You're the loser.
Okay.
Here, you can move over here, Allie.
You're the loser.
Okay, guys. We are almost out of time, but I do want to quickly get into predictions.
Ooh.
I am so excited for this season, but what do we think is going to happen? Taylor, what do you think?
Okay, next week, here's my theory. Is like the promos try to trick you a lot of the times.
Mm-hmm.
And so Liza was saying something about her roommate's in trouble. I'm kind of wondering if she means like Caitlin, her daughter, instead of her roommate. Like I'm wondering if that's a cover and it's Caitlin in trouble or something.
Got it.
Okay.
That's a good.
Okay.
That's a good.
They just always trick us, you know?
Yeah.
It's true.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Okay. I think that Montana is going to do something obnoxious that messes with Kelsey while she's at home, and that's why she doesn't like Montana.
Oh.
I don't know what it could be. Maybe they're having sex really loudly and, like, it's bothering her. Oh, my God, that's going to suck for Liza if she found that out. So, yeah, I'm thinking that. Maybe really loud sex. Kelsey's bothered by it because she's Josh's roommate now.
Yeah. I'm thinking total, like, I think Zane and Kelsey are definitely going to have something. I still am, like, a little iffy about his trust, but I think that's going to happen. And I think Montana's definitely up to no good.
I just think that Zane is going to be tricking Kelsey right now. Mm-hmm. But I do think they're going to keep that flirtationship kind of going throughout the season where they're challenging each other. But I think right now he's kind of playing her for the author situation. But guys, that is all the time we have. In the meantime, you can follow me at Renee Ariel on Instagram and on Twitter. And where can everyone find you guys?
Hey, guys, you can find me on Twitter at @alphabet_Anne and on Instagram at @Taylor_Gates_.
You guys can find me on Twitter at Allie Nasta and on Instagram at Allie Girl.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raylan Taren.
And...
Oh, wow.
Oh,
my God.
Wow. Rough night.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, see you guys later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.